The fifth session of the European Council. Opening on the campground the same day, Tuesday, June 14, was the fifth session of the annual European Council. Four delegates came from Central Europe, three from England, three from Norway, and one each from Denmark, Sweden, and Russia. They were favored in having four representatives from the United States, S. N. Haskell, J. H. Wagoner, who had come to assist in the work in Europe, and D.A. Robinson and C.L. Boyd, en route to Africa for mission service. In 10 meetings the Council gave special attention to the distribution of literature, and the production of literature that would fit the needs of the different countries. It was now clear that when the colporteurs were given proper training as Madison had done in Sweden, literature evangelism could be very successful. It considered the opening of schools for the children of Adventist parents and also to the training necessary to prepare young men for ministerial work. On this latter point Ellen White wrote of the counsel she gave. I went into the council and was deeply interested. I had great freedom in speaking in regard to the possibility of doing a much larger work than we have hitherto done, and I tried to set before our brethren how much greater work could have been done if our brethren had taken greater pains, even at large expense, to educate the licentiates before they were sent into the field for labor. They were allowed to go and try their gift. They did not go with experienced workmen who could help them and educate them, but went out alone, and they did not all preserve close, studious habits. They did not grow, and were not taxing their powers to become able men in the Scriptures. The result was discouragement for the young men, and it was difficult to hold them to the work of the Church. One action taken by the Council to correct this weakness, at least in part, read. Whereas, the present truth is fast going to all nations of the earth, and the work is growing so as to call to it the attention of all classes, and, as we shall need to be prepared to defend the truth if the learning and wisdom of this world shall array itself against it, therefore, resolved, that we consider it highly expedient to encourage individuals to go to the best institutions of learning, that they may become acquainted with the theories of those who may oppose the truth, and to act as missionaries. SDA Yearbook, 1888, pages 75-76. The Seventh-day Adventist Church in Europe was coming of age. On Friday, the families of D.A. Robinson and C.L. Boyd left Moss for London to continue their journey to South Africa. Ellen White participated in the meetings on Sabbath. As to Sunday morning, she wrote, after taking our breakfast, Sister Ings and I walked out to the encampment, found a retired spot and then spread out our fur and wrote an important letter of 10 pages to the missionaries going to Africa. The council closed that day. The worker group traveled together to Christiania, and from there separated to their various posts of duty.